This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Worldwide Wrap, LGBT news from around the world. Scanning the globe for stories of the diverse rainbow communities. From Australia's Joy 94.9, this is the Worldwide Wrap.
And in Greece, there's anger over a court verdict of LGBT activist killing.
Yes, what's this story's about? Two killings in particular, I believe. So it's one was a queer activist by the name of Zach Kostolopoulos in 2018.
Yep.
Two men were found guilty of fatal bodily harm, not murder.
No.
And sentenced to 10 years in prison.
But this is a really disturbing story, because what happened was he got locked in a jewellery store, nobody knows why, and shop video shows him panicking and attempting to get out through a broken window, while two men, the jewellery store owner and a local real estate agent, kicked him repeatedly, and there were bystanders looking on. Then several police officers arrived, four of them in fact. They handcuffed him and continued to kick him.
And this has all been captured on video. So
yes,
this
was exactly.
A part of court evidence.
Yeah, not only on video, but in the days after the killing, that footage was showed on Greek television, and the TV station said that Kostopoulos, Zach, had died of a drug overdose.
I find that part almost the most unbelievable, that the evidence is there. The video is showing, you know, the brutal kicking of this man, and yet the TV stations try to pass this off as a drug overdose as a cause of death. Like, there's a complete disjuncture there between what people must have been watching, and then the story that they ran with.
And he had a profile in Greece as well, so he had a drag persona, Zakio, and also was known to speak up about HIV issues and his history of drug use, being quite an open person. So it's not like he wasn't known to a lot of people as well.
And even though the medical examiner said that his death was the direct result of the beating, the six men, in fact, the two men were found guilty of fatal bodily harm rather than murder, but the four police officers were acquitted on all charges.
Unbelievable.
Despite the evidence. Yeah. Throughout the court case, the defence argued that it was possible he didn't die as a result of the beating. It could have been that he drank too much the night before, or had taken too much headache tablets.
Yeah, that'll do.
Or perhaps something to do with his HIV status. They were just throwing all these things that, you know, the moon could have been blue, therefore that could have been the cause.
Yeah, and his family asked the prosecutor to increase the charges to murder, but that was rejected. And they also wanted the authorities to examine the possibility that it was a homophobic attack, but they just didn't go with either of those requests by the family.
Very poor news out of Greece.
Now, in Bosnia, it's actually a pretty good story, considering that region's, you know, we know that the Balkans are not exactly known as the glowing stars of
LGBT progress.
But in Bosnia Herzegovina, the court has ruled for the first time in determining that discrimination based on sexual orientation and gender identity has occurred, and the person that's been prosecuted is an MP, Samra Kosovic Hajdarević, and she in 2019 was made some and what's deemed now as hate speech, anti-LGBTI rant about that the Sarajevo Pride March that was being held in 2019 in the city of that name. She was saying that she wants these people to be isolated and put away from our children and society. Made some other comments along those lines. And now the court has ruled that her words were discriminatory and they constituted hate speech. So that's a great sign of progress in a country that, you know, I've personally been to and been to that country, and there's not a great deal of open... It's pretty... there's a lot of machismo.
Yeah.
It's a pretty chauvinist country, and, you know, it's not exactly known for its out and proud gay scene. So it's good to see that the country's making steps in that direction.
And she's been banned from repeating her statement and will have to cover court costs. So that will be interesting to see if she can, in fact, hold her tongue.
And she also said about gay people, they should go somewhere else and make a city or a state and a law for themselves and their own rights that no one will dispute, but not here.
She's not the only one who thinks like that. I've sometimes thought it'd be nice to go to a little, you know, we've all been on gay.
Click your Ruby shoes together and go to Gayville.
Cruise, go to an island, you know.
Didn't work for Israel.
No.
Exactly.
Across in the USA, the White House is showing its diversity. Karine Jean-Pierre will become the new White House press secretary.
Yay.
She's the first black and out LGBT person to hold the position. And like press secretary, behind the president and maybe the vice president, is the most visible person for the White House. So it's really making a visible statement there.
Nice to end on a happy story.
Absolutely. She's currently the principal deputy press secretary. She's jumped in to help out on a number of times. But you might have caught on the news that the changeover when Jen Psaki, who's the current secretary, press secretary, made the handover. And she was really quite emotional about this appointment and visibly so. She called her friend, her colleague, and her partner in truth.
That's
a little jibe at previous administrations.
Yes.
But she obviously knows what she's doing. She's filled in before as press secretary, and you will see her very much on the news around on your TV sets.
And her partner is CNN's national correspondent, and they have a daughter together, so that's very nice too.
And in brief,
Romania, human rights groups in Romania are warning that a bill trying to ban gay propaganda in schools could legitimise discrimination along Hungarian-style lines.
And in Spain, a man has been arrested in connection with a string of murders of gay men in Bilbao, Spain, after turning himself into police.
And in the USA, a Florida art teacher has said that she was dismissed for answering kids' questions about her identity, revealing that she is pansexual.
And that's a wrap.
That's your Worldwide Wrap. Keep up with LGBT news from around the world throughout the week. Like us on Facebook, Worldwide Wave, or visit joy.org.au/worldwidewave.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.